Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a game day Thursday. Eagles, Commanders tonight, NFC East lead on the line. Hugh walked in here confident, strutting around.
I'm excited.
Yeah, and I've got some game day nerves. I'll admit it. You can call me scared, plant-based, whatever you want. I have some nerves. I think the Eagles are going to win this game tonight, but I do have some nerves about the game, the magnitude of it, the division lead on the line, and going up against a quarterback that I think has outperformed our quarterback so far this season. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from Brian Mitchell. He'll join us. So an hour from now, we're going to do something fun. I think the last time we did this was before the Niners game last year. We did a little crossover with the guys down in out in San Francisco. And today we're going to do it with your former teammate, Hugh Douglas.
Mitch.
Yeah. B. Mitch. So B. Mitch and Finlay, they're going to join us, and we'll be on their show coming up at noon. That'll be fun. But B. Mitch was on with the afternoon show yesterday. Here's what he said about the Eagles and Nick Sirianni.
Your perception of the Eagles, both sides of the football, coming into the game tomorrow?
Well, my perception is that the coach finally got out the way and let the players have the business. You know, a lot of times coaches think they're too smart. They try to do too much, and they normally screw it up. But when you allow players to be who they are, you can start having success. We saw last year, there was those last six, seven games of the season. It looked like the team wasn't the team that they were early in the season. And when this season first started, they were kind of struggling along the way. But now, all of a sudden, you run behind Saquon. You allow him to lead the way. That takes pressure off of Hurts. Takes pressure off the whole team, to be honest with you. And then all of a sudden, when you're having long, sustained drive with a touchdown at the end, the other side now, that offense has to press, okay? Your defense get the rest. So the ultimate thing is they're now going with their strength.
So B. Mitch basically saying, once Sirianni got out of the way, Hugh, things started moving in the right direction here. So that brings me to this question. Is tonight a night that Sirianni should take the points? Let's say it's a game.
Oh, yeah.
So you know,
that goes without saying.
Take the points?
I mean, why fool around? If there's an opportunity to put points on the board, take the points. Don't chase the dragon, man.
Let me set up some scenarios, and you tell me. Obviously, you know, there's always the devil in the details when it comes to decisions on points, field goals, fourth downs, right? It's always a matter of, like, what's going on in the game. Hugh Douglas, let's play this out. Ready? First quarter, 7 minutes to go. Eagles have the football. They are on, let's say, the Commanders' 30-yard line. So we're talking about a 47-yard field goal for Jake Elliott. They have a 4th and 3. What are you doing?
Fourth and three. Take the points.
So you're going for the 47-yard field goal.
Yeah, because you never know. Like, you never know when that situation might come back and bite you in the butt. You talking about a game last week where I think it was a similar scenario, but for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And if I'm not mistaken, Coach Tomlin went with the fake.
Well, that was
They were kicking off. They were backed up.
They were deep in their own zone.
They were deep in their own zone, yeah. And they lined up in a punt formation. They tried to fake punt.
They faked it. They got too aggressive, and then they basically gave the Commanders a free touchdown.
No, I take the points. Take the points. I feel you talking about that early in the game. Take the points. take the points, because if my offense is moving the ball like I think they're going to move, every drive that I can put myself in position to take points, I am taking the points.
So here's my feeling on this tonight. Now, the Commanders have a good offense, right? So this could be a higher scoring game than we've had in recent weeks, at least on both sides. Tonight is the kind of night typically where I'd say maybe you need to go for touchdowns, not field goals, to beat the other team. But I do think there's something to putting Jaden Daniels in a hole. You know what I mean? Like early in the game, making him face a deficit. Like if you're chasing and you're down, then you got to play the math and you got to do the right thing. I do think tonight, if the Eagles have an opportunity to get up on the Commanders, put Jaden Daniels on the road on a short week, crowd going crazy, in a hole, even if it's like, say it's 7-0 and he's deciding between trying to get to 14-0 or 10, I'd get to 10. Like I think tonight, you have to factor in that this is a rookie quarterback on the road in a short week. I want to put him in a hole. Kyle, what do you think? Take the points?
No. What happened to people in this city?
What do you mean?
We are an aggressive...
Take the points.
No. Take the points is something that morphed from the Sirianni hatred. Just because Sirianni can't do anything right.
No.
And he quote-unquote left points on the board, and everyone's like, just take the points. Like,
left 9 of them.
No, it's cowardly. It is. We love Doug Peterson because he was aggressive.
Against
balls
the
to the
New
wall.
England Patriots.
I know, all the time, Joe. And then we ripped Nick Sirianni. You know what Nick Sirianni did in the Super Bowl? When one of our wide receivers was like, I knew we were going to lose.
He turtled up.
The moment he took the points.
But that's against Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, but this is, you're talking about Jaden Daniels and Jaws saying the best rookie quarterback he's ever seen, and the Commanders have the quarterback advantage. They have a good offense. This is a situation to be aggressive. It is. No, it's not. No, we're not taking points.
But what about the aspect of putting him in a hole? Like, let's play it out. Let's say it's...
What hole? 3-0?
Well, it's 7-0, and the decision is try to go for the touchdown and go up 14 or put the 10, get the field goal for 10. I want him down 2 scores on the road.
Okay.
Because if you miss that, it's 7-0, they get 1 score, it's a tie game, and all of a sudden everyone at the link is quiet.
That scenario, sure. But, like, early on in the game... I think you got to be aggressive. Like if that's later and it's and we have a 7-point lead and it's the third, fourth quarter, and we have an opportunity to make it a 2-score game, sure. But early in the game is where I want them to be aggressive, because if we kick a field goal the opening drive when we have that 4th and 3 that he was talking about, that's not a hole. That's one touchdown, one field goal, and all of a sudden they're tied or they're ahead. Like,
all right.
I don't know what happened to people in the city where all of a sudden it's just take the points. Like. Cowards.
Well, hold on. It does fit with the theme of the team. It's now a defensive and running team. That usually fits with take the points. It's become the... Well, old is new again.
It's cowardly.
It's not... Well,
it's cowardly.
You know, hold on. So you could say that, and you could point to examples of why it's cowardly. I will point this out. And people rip them for this. I think 3 of the best coaches in the NFL tend to be the most conservative. Andy's very conservative on field goal decisions. Very conservative. Sean McVay's very conservative. Kyle Shanahan's very conservative. All those 3 coaches do is coach in the Super Bowl.
Cute.
Like, over the last 6 years, those guys are in the Super Bowl.
Coached in the Super Bowl. And the moment that he stopped being aggressive was when we lost the Super
Fair.
Bowl.
Though
Kyle Shanahan turtles up in big moments in the Super Bowl. He wasn't as aggressive. They lost to the Chiefs.
I got you. But Sirianni has been there once. Those guys have been there a lot. Shanahan multiple times. McVay multiple times. I mean, it's true. Until you get to a Super Bowl twice, it's different than getting there once.
I was laughing because Siri went off on my phone.
Oh, it happens to me, too. All right, let's go to Chris in Connecticut. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Chris.
Happy Football Thursday to you.
What's up, buddy? How you feeling?
Oh, I am so pumped up. I'm in Connecticut right now. I'm coming down. I'm going to the game tonight.
Oh, okay. So when are you getting here? Are you doing the whole tailgate thing? I don't know why Hugh's growling over here, but he's excited, too.
No, I'm not doing the tailgate thing. I'm just going with some friends. They live in Tampa, actually. But I'll be there. Hopefully, I'll be nearing about 1:30, and I'll probably get to the game around 6 o'clock.
All right. Well, come on. We're doing the pregame show on the plaza, so come say hi to us. Chris, what are you feeling? Confident, nervous? What do you got?
I would say 90% confident, 10% nervous. You can't disrespect the Redskins this year. They're too good of a team right now, and Jalen Hurts is the better quarterback, but Jaden Daniels is not too far behind him right now.
I think it's close. I like the way you framed it, Chris, because we put a poll up and people were like, yeah, it's clear the Eagles had the quarterback advantage. I don't know. I mean, the way I view it is these guys have both been top 10 quarterbacks in the league this season. I mean, Hugh pointed out Hurts has been better lately, but Daniels was better early.
Yeah.
We got 2 good quarterbacks this one tonight.
It's going to be a fun one.
It's going to be a really good one. So I got my 4-year-old in the car with me right now. We got something to say, right, baby? All right, come on. Here. E-A-G-L-E-S.
Oh, hey, I like that. Oh, that's awesome. Chris, enjoy the game. You got a name for us, alliterative name?
Yes, I do. So you went KK with Cliff Greensbury, right?
Yes.
I'm going to do you not one better, but I'm going to do you three better. Singer, songwriter, actor, Kris Kristofferson.
Kris Kristofferson. That's a good one. That's a very good one.
Yeah,
Chris, appreciate
it. Played in another great movie back in my days growing up, Convoy.
Oh, I've seen Convoy.
Yeah.
That used to be a TV movie a lot, like on TV a lot.
I forgot the lady that he was in there with. She was fine, too, back in the day. I can't remember her name. She had the short haircut. But Convoy was a good movie.
It was a good movie. 215-592-9494. Confident, nervous. What's the feeling as we are? How many hours? Can we do the math on this? 9 hours away from kick?
Math.
Yeah.
Why you always look at me when we do math?
Well,
man.
I just wanted to see if you had anything.
No.
He's setting you up to fail.
Yeah.
That's not true. I mean, that's
true.
Not true.
About 9 hours, right? About nine? 10
yeah,
hours?
No, it's nine.
Nine?
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at math.
I was close.
215-592.
I think he's starting to do that on purpose, Kyle.
Well, because
I agree.
Why not? All right, you want the truth? I went to you for help once, and you gave us such a gem with the 70% on Bigfoot that I felt like I got to keep
doing
this.
You're looking for another one?
Yeah, all right. A lot to do. Your phone call's coming up. More on the quarterback matchup next. Ray Dittinger, who would he take in tonight's game? Your calls as well. Your answers for Combo-Con. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. The Hess Toy Truck is back, and it's better than ever for the 60th year. The 2024 Hess Fire Truck with car and motorcycle packaged in a specially marked product box commemorates their milestone anniversary as the official 60th anniversary toy. In celebration, this new heroic emergency response trio is the most featured packed holiday Hess toy truck team ever, loaded with an array of...
Oh, so wait, man, I'm supposed to sing it every time it come on?
Not necessarily.
This is like my jam.
I figured you were confident today.
No, I am. And okay. I'm excited.
Well, are you sure you don't have any nerves?
There's a little trepidation
I don't want to make you nervous.
No,
I'm just going to say this, though.
What's that?
Their chances of getting to New Orleans are impacted significantly
by this game tonight.
They win, we got a real shot in New Orleans.
Huge measuring stick. There's a lot on the line tonight. There's a lot on the line as far as my beard is concerned.
Yep.
And the fact that if we win this game, I'm excited. These are the kind of matchups as a former player that you want. You want to play a good team.
This is fun, yeah.
Yeah,
this is fun.
And this is what you want. So when I hear people talk about being nervous, no, man. This is what you want, player.
So
this is exactly – you want all the smoke tonight.
I'm trying to think of the last time it felt like a game was this big with this much excitement here because, you know, they had the Niners game here last December.
Yeah.
Maybe, but I thought – is that it? Was it the Niners one and then we got smacked and then we haven't felt that way since?
Yeah.
I think it's probably that. Around that time
– get beat down.
Oh, my God, that was bad. Around that time last year when they faced the Cowboys at home, the Bills at home, where they won on the walk-off, Jalen touchdown, and then the Niners. That was the last time I think we collectively felt good, and then it started to crumble after that.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time. It's been about a year since we felt this excited going into a home game. I do have some nervous energy. Part of that is the quarterback, because I think their quarterback has outperformed ours so far this year, and he's a really talented player. Ray Dittinger was on earlier this week. Here's what he said about who he'd take tonight. Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels.
Oh, you got to go with Hurts because I mean there's a better sampling. I mean we've seen him take a team to a Super Bowl. You know, mm-hmm. We've seen Jaden Daniels take a team through half a season. So if you ask me if I have to take one over the other, I'll take Hurts because I've seen him long term and I've seen him win big games and I've seen him play really well. But I mean Daniels is very good. I felt that he was the best quarterback coming out in the draft. I liked him better than Williams at the time. I think that's been borne out. He plays with a poise that is uncommon among young quarterbacks. You know, when you look at his stats, I mean, I don't know what they are after yesterday's game, but going into the game, he had a quarterback rating of 130. I'm sorry, he had a quarterback rating of 107. But what I found interesting was, if you break it down, his quarterback rating in the fourth quarter was 130. And that's not likely. You don't see that with rookie quarterbacks.
That is wild, Hugh. You picked up on that, too, when Ray said it, that he's been at his best in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Yeah. And matter of fact, I heard when Ray Diddy was talking about it, and you look at most times when young players are in the game and the game is on the line and the adjustments are being made, the fact that he looks better. It's phenomenal. No question about that. But it's a small sampling size.
So what would you do if he's succeeding in these like high pressure moments? Would you pressure him? Like,
I think
the worry I have is you pressure him and he gets away because he's so fast.
Well, you have to worry about his ability, his escapability. We were talking about that earlier and how he escapes and the speed that he has. Your best bet is to show him something or make him believe that you're in a certain coverage and change it all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's your best bet. And I think that's why, you know, as the season has progressed, teams are starting to get a little bit of a book on him and starting to make it hard for him to complete some things because they're starting to hit him with these exotic coverages and these masking their looks and everything. So there's a little bit of that going on.
Tonight could be a huge night for Vic Fangio. I mean, like, this should be a big advantage. We have one of the most experienced coordinators ever, and they have a rookie quarterback. You know, Vic could really put on a clinic tonight if he could shut down Jaden Daniels and get this thing. You know, we would feel like, wow, like this is the reason you're bringing Vic Fangio here. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
My favorite team, dream team. How y'all doing today, baby?
What's up, Will?
It's Eagles night, baby. It's Eagles night. All we do is win, win, win. I'm not going to say it's going to be an easy one, but we will win. You know what will set the stadium off? If we actually, like, okay, go into the RPO, audible out the RPO, go into a single back formation, and let my man Dotson do the fade route and let Jalen just air it out to him for the touchdown, man.
The Jahan Dotson revenge game tonight? Is that what you're calling for?
Absolutely. Listen, if they run that play, I can almost guarantee it's going to be a touchdown, man.
What's the name of the play, though? What would you call that play?
I would send him on the fade route.
No, I'm saying, but it has to have like an exotic name.
Because it's the revenge spot for Jahan.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You caught me on this one. I'll think about before.
The commie killer.
Well, you know, like most of the time when
the Dagman of Dotson play.
No, I'm saying, no, because you know, most of the time, if you ever heard offensive play callers call games, they're
okay,
like these long, drawn-out names.
Oh, yeah, like the old Gruden one.
Yeah.
Y-Banana,
32 Spider. Jet Dancer, Y-Stick.
Yeah.
Like all that. Yeah, it's crazy. They're long,
drawn-out
names.
Speaking of all that, did you hear on Sunday during the game Cooper Rush was doing the Dak thing? It must be a Cowboys offense.
It was Trey Lance.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, it was Trey.
Yeah, no, both of them were.
So it's not really a Dak thing. It's a Cowboys thing.
It's honestly sounds so pathetic.
I know. Here we go.
When they do it.
When they're down 34-6. Here we go. Yeah, go ahead, Will.
All right, I'll call it payback, 32, wrong. Yeah. All right. But,
now you just sound like Herb.
That's weak.
That's good. That's
but
right.
No, I want to say, man, I just think, you know, like everybody keeps saying, you know, Sirianni, just let everybody, you know, do their job tonight. You know, don't overthink it, don't overdo it. But my thing is, you know, everybody talking about, you know, fourth down, we going for it every fourth down. We got the right personnel back, man, and I'm not doubting they still can't stop it.
So you don't want to just take the points. You say no to that.
I mean, if we 4-for-1 and we driving, let's keep driving.
All right. So Will says don't take the points. All right, I like that. Who's the better quarterback in the game tonight, Hurts or Daniels?
Come on, man. What kind of question is that?
Well, I'm wondering.
I mean, y'all going off two things. Like, this guy has proven himself, man.
Yep, he has.
He keeps proving himself, and he's going to keep proving it till the Super Bowl. Like, this guy, listen, I'm not taking away nothing from Daniels. He's an up-and-coming great quarterback. Up-and-coming.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, he ain't ready.
I hope you're right on that. I hope they crush him tonight. I mean, he hasn't really had a bad game yet. I mean, most rookie quarterbacks sneak one of those in there where they just have a stinker. He really hasn't had one. It's probably coming at some point. I mean, that'd be nice tonight.
Maybe
a couple picks. How many picks do you have in the season? Two?
Yeah, I think it's two. I was about to say two. I think it's two.
It's remarkable how little he's turned the ball over. You just think, like,
for a young quarterback and the position that they put him in.
Yeah, I feel like Stroud had a game last year where they lost to Carolina. Like he had one clunker in there. It's even if you go through the best rookie quarterback seasons of all time, which Daniels is obviously having one, they all usually have one, like,
two picks.
Two picks the whole season.
And two picks, yeah.
Yeah, he's due.
You know, the closer we get to this game.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. You're getting emboldened, aren't you?
Bungholitis?
No, he's getting emboldened.
I think we might kill the Commanders.
I knew you were going to say it.
Yeah. I'm starting to feel like this is a game where we run away with it. I don't care.
I know you don't, but like, whenever we say we're going to blow someone out,
double digit win.
But we say we're going to blow somebody out every week, though.
Well, that's,
like, that's kind of
necessarily.
What we do.
Well, I tried to tell you last week, and you were Mr. Nervous last week.
Oh, no, don't act like you weren't nervous in the first 3 minutes.
No, I never thought they'd lose the game.
Yeah, you know what? I think America is disappointed tonight because it's not a great game, and the Eagles just run away.
Wow. I hope you're right. I mean, I mean, we'd all take that. I don't need the nail biter. I think we're getting the nail biter. I don't need it. 215-592-9494.
I wouldn't mind getting to bed early tonight because it's going to be a long night, and then I got to come to work tomorrow. I wouldn't mind going to sleep early.
You think? Oh, hold on. You guys think the game's that big of a blowout that you could turn the TV off?
Sitting the starters.
Oh, you guys have lost it. You've lost it. All right.
I mean, I'm saying, since we putting it out there, I mean, I wouldn't mind.
Well, no one would mind it. I think it's way more likely it's 26-23.
Wake up in the morning and watch the highlights from the second half.
Can he pick it in the game again?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yo, man, what's up with these plant-based fans, man? Mm-hmm. I'm scared. Oh, my God. Their quarterback. Look, you scared by a dog.
By a dog.
Big V, the bottom line is this.
Or emotional support hamster.
Yeah, we get a hamster, a dog. Big V, this is a challenging game. Am I allowed to be a little nervous, Big V? Am I allowed?
You're allowed.
Okay.
But you know, there's some things that you should keep to yourself. And not put over the
I'm a talk show host.
You say what you're supposed to do.
Talking about that dog you're
going
to buy to help you to be brave.
Big V, do you give me the score tonight? They win by how much?
And they're going to win by 17 points.
Woo!
Man,
see, this is Kyle's fault. Now he's got everyone emboldened to feel like a blowout.
Follow me, everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
And let me tell you how they're going to win. Kyle, let me tell you one more thing. Kyle, kick the music,
Kyle.
Let's go.
Because we are led by the gambler himself, Rich Sirianni. Oh. We're going to put the points on the board. He's going to go for the extra points, and he's going to hold the other points. We're going to win because we got a defense that ended a daddy with five kids and a minimum wage job. We're going to win because the defense is going to take from them everything and give them nothing. Not only that, our offensive power is going to be striking. Get making them look. What happened to us? Why can't we stop them? We've got Jalen. He's going to be throwing bombs everywhere. They're going to be ducking and hiding. We got the Washington fans watching the TV and
it's a good one, Big
Kyle
V.
Kyle Quinn is the people's producer.
That's the good one,
He's
Big V.
He's the producer of the people.
Big V, what do you got? Alliterative name.
Let's go with Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck.
Oh, that's a good pull.
That's so good.
That's one of Big V's best calls. I mean, he
that
hit
was
it.
Great. That's exactly what we're looking for.
Daff, you know what? I didn't know if Chris Christopherson would be beat that easily, but Daffy Duck,
Daffy Duck.
Yeah, that's
moves
a great
to the top of the list. Big V, good job. All right, let's Ron and Monk goes up. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Joe.
What's up?
How you doing,
bud? Oh, I'm good. Hey. We got a big game tonight.
Hey.
Hugh, what's going on with the beard?
What you mean?
Yeah, he's in trouble
with
that.
What you mean? Ron, ain't nothing going on with it right now. I need to probably trim it up a little
bit,
shape it up.
With this defense, that beer's about to go or be green.
I'm about to shape it up.
What is it getting too much for the studio or what?
No, I'm saying you know how they forced me into making this bet, man.
Oh, come on. You're a grown man.
And they put my beard on the line.
You're a grown man.
They put my beard on the line, dog. So, now.
Yeah.
Defense is playing well. I might have to shave or dye my beard green. You know, it's one of the two.
Did you find a place yet here or what?
Yes, I did. I'm a Delawarean.
Is that what it's called?
Well, that's what I call it. I'm a Delawarean. I'm a Delawarean.
Oh, okay. You're close to me then. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
I'm a Delawarean.
You guys can hang out.
Yeah, I'm a Delawarean.
So listen, I got 2 points I want to make real quick. Okay. One is, you guys keep going on about this Sirianni thing.
Yep.
And I keep trying to tell you guys that the analytics department is making the calls, just like the rest of the calls are being made.
So what does Nick do?
We don't know. He's a cheerleader. I mean, And he has been. But see, here's the thing, guys. I mean, you've been given hard evidence every year that he's been here. Every year they take more and more away from him. And now you guys think at this point, after they've taken everything away from him, that they're going to let him make these calls like those 9 points we left on the field a couple games ago? That's not him. That's the boss's kid in the analytics department. Okay, that's what's going on here.
Well, then someone better take the points, Ron. I want the points on the board. Take the points.
Well, the example that you gave Joe, I'm going for it. Obviously, I'm going with Kyle on this one.
Well, then I guess you're in the analytics department. Ron Analytics over here wants to go for it on fourth downs. I want points. I want to put a rookie quarterback in the hole on the road.
Okay, well, here's my second point. Okay, Exhibit A. Lamar Jackson, what kind of quarterback do you think he is?
A good one.
Okay,
he's talking about like a running or a passing quarterback.
I think Daniels actually reminds me of a young Lamar. I mean, Lamar's gotten better as a thrower, but Daniels reminds me of Lamar, 6 years ago.
Okay. Now I'm trying to keep it compared to our quarterback.
Okay.
Joe.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's my point. And the point is, what happens to Lamar when he gets into the playoffs, and if he even makes it to the AFC Championship, let alone
he chokes. He chokes in big games.
He's not gone in his favor.
No, he's stunk in big games. Yeah.
Well, what happens is they cut his legs off. Okay. They contain him, and then he's done. Our quarterback is half of Lamar Jackson. Half. And you think that this guy's going to carry us to the promised land?
Well, he did.
They did go to the Super Bowl.
This kid is going to break your heart. Hugh, let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you something. I know you're watching this kid closely as everybody else is, okay? And I'm telling you, I've never seen anybody do their reads as fast as he does, because you know what?
No, he does.
He goes
get ready to walk
left to right, and guess what? That's no read. He's not reading anything. He doesn't see anything on his first look, and bam, bam, he goes to the right. So, until you can get this kid to stand in and stop holding the ball, and man up and step up into the pocket, this kid is not taking you to the promised land.
You talking about Jalen?
He's talking about Jalen, yeah.
Jalen?
Yeah, well, who do you think I'm talking about, you?
Well, no, I'm just saying because, I mean, what you're saying doesn't really match because he's been playing well the last couple of weeks. That's why I was kind of confused.
No, he has, but you got to watch. Listen, I'm watching him like a hawk, okay? And I see what he's doing. Okay, yeah, he's made some nice throws, and he does that.
Protecting the football.
Well, except the first quarter on Sunday.
He's making a conscious effort.
Primarily the last 5 weeks. Yeah,
being a little nitpicky.
I mean, two turnovers against the Cowboys in the first half. That happened.
Yeah, nitpicky.
I mean, he's been more conscious with the ball.
Yes.
He's still standing there taking sacks. He's still standing there with the ball in his hand. And flailing around in this small pocket. And that's, he's just going to. I wish the best for him.
Who wins the game tonight, Ron? Commanders or Eagles?
I say
the Birds win by 7.
All right, there we go.
Ron, we did all that. You got the Birds winning.
I knew he had the Birds winning. I knew it. He was going to long talk his way to an Eagles victory.
That's some serious long talking he did right there.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a world where Jaden is the better quarterback tonight, but the Eagles still win the game.
Not tonight, though.
But he could be, and they still win the game.
I don't believe that.
Run the ball, Hugh. Run the ball. Take the points. Get out with a victory.
Take the point. I do believe in taking the points, though.
Cowards.
And run the football. Tonight's a run the ball night. I mean, is it not? I mean, they can't stop the run. They're not a great defense. I think they're better than they were maybe 6 weeks ago. But it's still, you can move the ball.
It's always a run the ball night when the MVP of your team is the running back.
Well, it's a run the ball night when you are home on a short week and they're bad against the run.
I mean, and they're banged up.
And they played a lot of snaps on Sunday.
They're a little banged up.
It's a run the ball
night.
And
they're not good against the run. It kind of makes sense to run the ball.
But I have an agenda.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Everyone around here does. This is what we're finding out. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Hugh, Kyle, Joe, and the crew. What's going on?
Bruce.
Man?
What's up, buddy? So you're down there in D.C. What are they saying down there, Bruce?
Man, I have a football group, and they're talking mad smack, about this game. I said, man, all of y'all, I said, look, chill out. Y'all are becoming delusional like Cowboy fans. There's no way in the God's green earth in hell y'all are going to win a game. You might have a chance down here, and I don't even believe that, but there's no way you coming into Philly and y'all going to win a game and you still wet behind the ears of that quarterback. Come on, get out of here. Miss me with that mess.
Well, yeah, in their defense, they don't even remember what it's like the last time the Commanders were actually good. Like, I think they've forgotten. Yeah, it's been 30 years.
Yeah, exactly. And they're happy, and I'm happy for them. I said, if anybody else would rather be a rival, I would rather be with the Giants or the Commandos. Mm. That's what we call them, the Commandos. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of crazy. The Eagles and Commanders both haven't finished a season both with a winning record since the 90s. Like, it's very rare that we're both good at the same time. So that makes this fun tonight. So, Bruce, what are you feeling? You confident, nervous? What are you thinking?
Oh, no, man. Man, look. I'm not nervous at all. Man, look, the Eagles are going to skull drug these jokers up and down the field from end to end because two things. Well, number one, they have some injuries, of course. But it's going to be very old-fashioned, simple, good hard-nosed defense. You know, I know they got an excellent backfield, but, man, we got Cooper DeJohn, okay, and Blankenship and all of our our cornerbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And
Quinyon.
Quinyon, and then our front seven is just going to cause them a lot of problems. And another thing, too, right? I'm gonna make this call. All right?
Go ahead.
Is that Dotson is going to get a touchdown pass tonight?
The
man.
Dotson revenge game.
The Dotson.
Yes, sir. He's going to get a touchdown tonight. So I'm gonna make that call.
We'll put that into our consideration. Well, I don't know if we really want to do it, but we'll think about it.
That's a lot.
All right, Bruce. What do you got for us? A name with alliteration. First name, last name.
Okay. Look. Hey, I'm gonna do, because I don't give a damn what people think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do a hook on a song, and I'm gonna let y'all figure it out. And it's actually relevant to tonight's game, so that's the beauty of it. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and go with this. We don't need another hero. We don't need another way home. All we want is right beyond
Tina Turner. Tina Turner.
I like it. Tina Turner's a good one. It fits. All right, Bruce, we appreciate it. 215-592.
That's a real good one.
What about his singing?
Oh, that was terrible.
Okay, 215-592.
Oh, my gosh, it's awful.
94-94. We'll cross over with the guys down in D.C. coming up at 12. Your calls on the other side. Combo-Con looking for names with alliteration. And I think we all agree tonight is a run-the-ball night. But is everyone
– It's cold, too.
It is. It feels like football weather.
Oh, yeah, tonight is business decision night.
Well, that's the kind of night you run the football. But is everyone on the team on board with the idea? Some interesting audio from Devontae Smith. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Yeah, we're going to start it tonight. Eagles, Commanders, biggest game of the season at Lincoln Financial Field. Pre-game show starts at 6 at the Link. If you're coming out, say hi. We'll be there on the plaza doing the show. All right, coming up at noon today. Excited for this. We're going to do a crossover here with the host down at the Midday Show in D.C., Brian Mitchell, who you know very well, Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, old teammate.
And J.P. Finley. They're going to join us, so we'll hang out with them for about 20 minutes, do a crossover, talk about, you know, the coaching and the players and how good this quarterback is down there and really how good this Commanders team is, because their record is shiny, but are they really that good? We start to find some of that stuff out tonight, Eagles and Commanders. All right, we all agree the Eagles should run the ball, right? They're good at it. They're actually
Definitely.
Really good at it.
Yes.
And the Commanders are not so good at it, but there's also more layers to it, Hugh. It's not just run the football, because you know, I saw a story this morning from Tim McManus about kind of the meeting that set the stage for the change in the season. The offensive lineman went to the coach.
They had
and said,
a summit.
Yeah, like, you know what? Maybe we should lean on us. Lean on Saquon. Let's run the football. And it's changed the way the Eagles have played the last month. It's worked. They've run it really well. They've thrown it less but more efficiently. But you know what happens, Hugh, when you throw it less? The wide receivers just...
They started complaining a little bit.
Well, it's a math thing, right? They're only going to get so many targets. If you're only throwing the ball 20 times... You're not going to have 10 targets each, right? There's like,
I'm pretty good at math.
Yeah, there's like six players that get targets, and not everyone's going to get five or six or seven or eight in that kind of number. So I heard this last week, and it just made me think, is this a long-term thing, or at some point is it going to have to shift back? Listen to Devontae Smith talking about what it's like as a receiver to play in a run-based offense.
It's tough, especially as a guy that, you know, wants the ball, a guy that wants to go out there and, you know, be productive and help the offense succeed. It's tough, but, you know, you can't get down about it because, you know, at the end of the day, we're winning. Like I always say, when you got Superman in the backfield doing the things he do, jumping over people backwards, you expect that. They're going to handle the ball, and I have no problem with that. And, it just comes down to, like we said, in our role, when it comes to you, you got to make the most of your opportunity.
Well, Hugh, you've hit that for a long time. When they have all these weapons that you got to make the most of your opportunity. But did you pick up on what I did there?
What's that?
Well, he said you can't complain about it when you're winning. Mm-hmm. I mean, like he said, that's what he said.
I mean, but that's the truth.
Sure. So my thought is they could keep doing this, and I think they will, and I think they should do it tonight. Hugh, I just wonder, whenever they hit adversity again, right? And it's probably going to happen. I don't think they're going to win out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whenever they hit adversity again, what is that going to be like? Because it feels to me like I could see the receiver saying, all right, we did it that way. Now, can we get back to, you know, throwing us the football more?
Well, I think to his point, it won't get to that point, because if you're banging your head against the wall, if you're trying to run the ball and it's not working, then you throw it to your $20 million receivers. Mm-hmm. I think that's the point that he's making. But it makes no sense for him to go out there and complain about not getting the football when you're out there blowing teams out like you did the Dallas Cowboys.
Of course. In that game, he only had two catches for 14 yards. He's not going to complain they won by 28.
Yeah, and then you have to adjust. Like I said, the biggest thing that's going to happen, because we talked about this before, when you start talking about having two $20 million receivers, you're going to have to take full advantage of every ball that is thrown to you. Now, it didn't happen for him like that last week, but the week before that, he ate pretty good.
He did. Well, AJ went out.
Yeah, and remember? He ate pretty good. Yeah. But that's the point.
Yeah.
That's what this is all about. When you're in an offense with this many stars on one side of the ball, man, it's imperative that every time you touch the rock, you got to make the most of it.
Yeah, it feels like Devontae's the one that has to adjust the most. AJ's going to get a lot of targets because he's their best guy.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're all out there, it's going to be Devontae. We'll see how it plays out. I expect them to run the ball a lot tonight. Pete is up on WIP. Hey, Pete.
Pete.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's going
good,
on?
Good, Pete. What are you feeling? Get a little nervous like me?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited, but like you guys have talked about all season, like, I don't know if this is going to be one of them big games where Sirianni's aggressiveness might cost us. I mean, go for the points. I totally agree with you guys. Go get the points. Any points you can make a difference, man.
Take the points. We got to get a chant going tonight at the stadium.
Take the points.
Take the points.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully somebody's next to him that can just teach him basic math, you know? Like,
take the points.
Keep it simple. Yeah. Take the points.
Yeah, someone will be down there that can teach him basic math. Exactly. Howard's on the sidelines.
You know what? That's a good point. Howard's there.
Dom going to help him out, though, if he needs help.
That's what we're doing.
Is he a math guy?
I'd love it to be a blowout, but it could be. I mean, Washington's a good team. It could be a close game. Any point matters, you know?
Of course. I think it will be a close game. All right, Pete, what do you got for us? Alliteration for the qualifying prize. Alliterative name. What do you got?
How about Ricky Ricardo?
Ricky Ricardo. Pete, that's a really good one. Now, here's the question, Hugh. When you think Ricky Ricardo, do you think, like, the character Ricky Ricardo?
Yes, from I Love Lucy.
What about are Ricky Ricardo? Like,
don't think about him at all. Does not come to mind.
Wait a minute, like he's a WIP host.
When you say Ricky
Ricardo,
he's
the Spanish voice of the
Yankees.
He's
going to be calling the game in
Spanish. When you say, no disrespect to Ricky, but when you say Ricky Ricardo, the first thing that comes to mind is, hey, Lucy. Hey, Lucy.
I mean, I get it, but when I'm on WIP and someone says Ricky Ricardo, I think of our Ricky Ricardo.
No, I don't. I think of Ricky Ricardo, hey, Lucy.
That's messed up.
You're burying our Ricky.
No, I'm not burying Ricky. I love him. I love Ricky.
Have you ever heard Rick's call
of the double
doink against Chicago?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's a great call.
No, I haven't. But I love Ricky.
You might change your mind after you hear this.
No, probably not.
I mean, this won a playoff game.
Nah. Hmm? Ricky Ricardo and I Love Lucy.
Let's hear it. Double doink in Chicago, January 2019.
La temporada está en el pie de Cody Parkey. 43 yardas.
Cody Parkey.
El snap. Le mete el pie. Distancia, dirección. Le dio el poste. No, falló. Oh. No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. Los hijos se van a la victoria.
But do you know what I remember from that? And you can't play it over there. But there was a TikTok that game of a Bears fan leaving the stadium.
Yeah.
Boy, he called Cody Parkey everything but a child of God.
Oh, that was the end of Cody Parkey there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, that's a great call.
He starts singing after it, too. It's so good.
And then the no papa at the end.
Papa.
It's so good. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you upboard. Your phone call is coming up. And we'll cross over with the Midday Showdown and 106.7 The Fan in D.C. Brian Mitchell, J.P. Finlay, they join us next on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Yeah, we're going to start it tonight. Eagles, Commanders, biggest game of the season at Lincoln Financial Field. Pre-game show starts at 6 at the Link. If you're coming out, say hi. We'll be there on the plaza doing the show. All right, coming up at noon today. Excited for this. We're going to do a crossover here with the host down at the Midday Show in D.C., Brian Mitchell, who you know very well, Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, old teammate.
And J.P. Finley. They're going to join us, so we'll hang out with them for about 20 minutes, do a crossover, talk about, you know, the coaching and the players and how good this quarterback is down there and really how good this Commanders team is, because their record is shiny, but are they really that good? We start to find some of that stuff out tonight. Eagles and Commanders. All right, we all agree the Eagles should run the ball, right? They're good at it. They're actually
Definitely.
Really good at it.
Yes.
And the Commanders are not so good at it, but there's also more layers to it, Hugh. It's not just run the football, because you know, I saw a story this morning from Tim McManus about kind of the meeting that set the stage for the change in the season. The offensive lineman went to the coach.
They
and
had
said,
a summit.
Yeah, like, you know what? Maybe we should lean on us. Lean on Saquon. Let's run the football. And it's changed the way the Eagles have played the last month. It's worked. They've run it really well. They've thrown it less, but more efficiently. But you know what happens, Hugh, when you throw it less? The wide receivers just...
They started complaining a little bit.
Well, it's a math thing, right? They're only going to get so many targets. If you're only throwing the ball 20 times... You're not going to have 10 targets each, right? There's like
pretty good at math.
Yeah, there's like six players that get targets, and not everyone's going to get five or six or seven or eight in that kind of number. So I heard this last week, and it just made me think, is this a long-term thing, or at some point is it going to have to shift back? Listen to Devontae Smith talking about what it's like as a receiver to play in a run-based offense.
It's tough, especially as a guy that, you know, wants the ball, a guy that wants to go out there and, you know, be productive and help the offense succeed. It's tough, but, you know, you can't get down about it because, you know, at the end of the day, we're winning. Like I always say, when you got Superman in the backfield doing the things he do, jumping over people backwards, you expect that. They're going to handle the ball, and I have no problem with that. And, it just comes down to, like we said, in our role, when it comes to you, you got to make the most of your opportunity.
Well, Hugh, you've hit that for a long time. When they have all these weapons, that you got to make the most of your opportunity. But did you pick up on what I did there?
What's that?
Well, he said you can't complain about it when you're winning. Mm-hmm. I mean, like he said, that's what he said.
I mean, but that's the truth.
Sure. So my thought is they could keep doing this, and I think they will, and I think they should do it tonight. Hugh, I just wonder, whenever they hit adversity again, right? And it's probably going to happen. I don't think they're going to win out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whenever they hit adversity again, what is that going to be like? Because it feels to me like I could see the receiver saying, all right, we did it that way. Now, can we get back to, you know, throwing us the football more?
Well, I think to his point, it won't get to that point, because if you're banging your head against the wall, if you're trying to run the ball and it's not working, then you throw it to your $20 million receivers. Mm-hmm. I think that's the point that he's making. But it makes no sense for him to go out there and complain about not getting the football when you're out there blowing teams out like you did the Dallas Cowboys.
Of course. In that game, he only had two catches for 14 yards. He's not going to complain they won by 28.
Yeah, and then you have to adjust. Like I said, the biggest thing that's going to have to happen, because we talked about this before, when you start talking about having two $20 million receivers, you're going to have to take full advantage of every ball that is thrown to you. Now, it didn't happen for him like that last week, but the week before that, he ate pretty good.
He did. Well, A.J. went out.
Yeah, and remember? He ate pretty good, but that's the point.
Yeah.
That's what this is all about. When you're in an offense with this many stars on one side of the ball, man, it's imperative that every time you touch the rock, you got to make the most of it.
Yeah, it feels like Devontae's the one that has to adjust the most. A.J.'s going to get a lot of targets because he's their best guy.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're all out there, it's going to be Devontae. We'll see how it plays out. I expect them to run the ball a lot tonight. Pete is up on WIP. Hey, Pete.
Pete.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's going
good,
on?
Good, Pete. What are you feeling? Get a little nervous like me?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited, but like you guys have talked about all season, I don't know if this is going to be one of them big games where Sirianni's aggressiveness might cost us. I mean, go for the points. I totally agree with you guys. Go get the points. Any points you can make a difference, man. You know?
Take the points. We got to get a chant going tonight at the stadium.
Take the points.
Take the points.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully somebody's next to him that can just teach him basic math, you know?
Keep it simple. Yeah. Take the points.
Yeah, someone will be down there that can teach him basic math. Exactly. Howard's on the sidelines.
You know what? That's a good point. Howard's there.
Dom's going to help him out, though, if he needs some help.
That's what we're doing?
Is he a math guy?
I'd love it to be a blowout, but it could be. I mean, Washington's a good team. It could be a close game. Any point matters, you know?
Of course. I think it will be a close game. All right, Pete, what do you got for us? Alliteration for the qualifying prize. Alliterative name. What do you got?
How about Ricky Ricardo?
Ricky Ricardo. Pete, that's a really good one. Now, here's the question, Hugh. When you think Ricky Ricardo, do you think like the character Ricky Ricardo?
Yes, from I Love Lucy.
What about our Ricky Ricardo?
Like, don't think about him at all. Does not come to mind.
Wait a minute, like he's a WIP host.
When you say Ricky Ricardo,
he's the Spanish voice
of the
Yankees.
Calling the game in Spanish.
When you say, no disrespect to Ricky, but when you say Ricky Ricardo, the first thing that comes to mind is, hey, Lucy.
I mean, I get it, but when I'm on WIP and someone says Ricky Ricardo, I think of our Ricky Ricardo.
No, I don't. I think of Ricky Ricardo, hey, Lucy.
That's messed up.
You're burying our Ricky.
No, I'm not burying Ricky. I love him. I love Ricky.
Have you ever heard Rick's call double doink against Chicago?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's a great call.
No, I haven't. But I love Rick.
You might change your mind after you hear this.
No, probably not.
I mean, this won a playoff game.
Nah. Hmm? Ricky Ricardo and I Love Lucy.
Let's hear it. Double doink in Chicago, 2000, January 2019.
La temporada está en el pie de Cody Parkey. 43 yardas.
Cody Parkey.
El snap. Le mete el pie. Distancia, dirección. Le dio el poste. No, falló. Oh. No, señor. Los Eagles se van.
But do you know what I remember from that? And you can't play it over there. But there was a TikTok that game of a Bears fan leaving the stadium.
Yeah.
Boy, he called Cody Parkey everything but a child of God.
Oh, that was the end of Cody Parkey there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, that's a great call.
He starts singing after it, too. It's so good.
And then the no papa at the end.
Papa.
It's so good. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Your phone call is coming up, and we'll cross over with the Midday Showdown and 106.7 The Fan in D.C. Brian Mitchell, J.P. Finlay, they join us next on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hey, show, Hugh Douglas.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.